I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, it's a special time in West Virginia. As the calendar turns to September, hunters can start burning a little powder. We'll talk a little more in a moment about the first hunting seasons of the year that opened this week right here in the Mountain States. The morning dove season and the early Canada goose season each open September 1st. They represent the first opportunities for hunters to get into the field for the new hunting season. And while you don't find a lot of guys who specifically call themselves dove or goose hunters, it is an enjoyable time just to get out. Mike Peters is the DNR's migratory bird biologist and says the doves can represent quite a challenge even to the most seasoned of shotgun experts.
They're like little missiles, so... they can humble the best of shooters. They're fun.
And he says with the Canada geese, that can also be the case, even though they are a bigger target and an entirely different kind of game.
You might fool them the first time, but the second time it gets a little tougher. So they're quite adaptable to humans. You know, you find them around all the parks and stuff because they do get used to us. But once they start getting shot at, they learn quickly that... we're not always friendly.
The geese targeted in this early season are not the ones flying south for the winter. The early season is aimed at culling back the local flock, so to speak.
Well, West Virginia does have a healthy, what we consider resident population of Canada geese. So they're here year-round. They don't actually migrate. And that's what the September season focuses on. And unfortunately, most of the resident geese that we'd like to control are usually in urban areas around populated large populations. So they're kind of hard to hunt. But where you'd find them to hunt is along rivers and larger lakes and maybe those agricultural fields that have already been harvested.
And that's the same kind of territory you're going to find the doves at this time of year.
They'll be especially in picked corn. They'll be picking up the waste grain, you know, the leftover stuff on the ground. So agricultural fields are the best place to find them.
The clinic and Green Bottom Wildlife Management areas typically are considered haven for dove hunters, but Peters explains they actually manage for doves all over the state.
Most of the districts try to have some dove fields. Some do a much better job because of the land and stuff. So McClintock and Green Bottom, you mentioned, and that's old farm country over there to begin with. But we have the South Branch Wildlife Management Area over in the Eastern Panhandle, which you need a permit for the first 3 days. We have the Hillcrest Wildlife Management Area up in the Northern Panhandle. We got Pleasant Creek Wildlife Management Area, which is kind of central part of the state. So we try to provide good dove hunting throughout the state.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.